You are listening to Setting History Straight with Linda Watson on Hebrew Nation Radio.
So we're going to talk about the woman of Revelations 12.
Jeremiah 16:14, therefore behold, the day comes, said the Lord, that I shall no more say, the Lord liveth that brought up the children out of the land of Egypt, but the Lord liveth that brought up the children of Israel from the land of the north and from the land where they were driven. And this goes back to Isaiah 11 that talks about how they're all going to be turned loose from during that time frame. They all are going to return back. And Jeremiah 31 tells how they return back. And I will bring them again into their land that I gave to their fathers. Now, everybody reads that and says, well, that must be the land in the Middle East, but it's not. And so when you read Jeremiah 31, it says you will return to your border, and that is in verse 17. And in verse 21, it says you will return to your cities. So it's not that you go back to the land of Israel. You will go back to wherever you came from. And so, you know, that's something that people don't teach. They don't see it because they think everything is going to be about the land in the Middle East. And it's the mystery Babylon. That's why she's called Mystery Babylon, because nobody understands who she is, and they don't understand her destiny, that she has a destiny. And so we've covered that many times, but all right. So what will happen, Jeremiah 15, verse 4, I will cause them to be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth. So they're going to be removed into the kingdoms of the earth. That didn't happen at the time of Israel and Judah. If you go back and look at their history, they got removed to lands, right? But they got removed to the lands of the enemy that they were in. Like they would be removed to Assyria, or they got removed to Babylon. But there's no talk at all in Scripture about them being spread to all the lands. So people need to understand that there's no way you can read these books and not see that the stuff didn't get fulfilled. It didn't get fulfilled. Many, many things that are listed in here didn't get fulfilled. So you know that it's got to have a future fulfillment, and that's going to be in our generation. So going on now, This is what's going on in our land right now. This is the verse, Jeremiah 2, verse 20, 32. Can a maiden forget her ornaments or a bride her attire? Yet my people have forgotten me days without number. So they have just turned their back on God. And that's why the punishment's coming. They've turned their back on God. And, you know, it talks about how when they do go to church, all they want to hear is smooth things. You know, this is so easy to see. I mean, this is so easy to see. So Jeremiah 6, verse 11, therefore I am full of fury and I will pour it out upon the children abroad. See, everybody says, well, it's not talking about Israel here. We understand that Israel is here. Many people say that. But they don't think the war comes here. They think the war comes in the Middle East. Well, there's going to be a war in the Middle East. Don't worry about that. But it says they pour out he pours out his vengeance, his fury on the children abroad. So abroad means you cross an ocean. So you see right here, this verse didn't get fulfilled. So there's no way, these are verses that you can point out to people, that there's no way this got fulfilled. So going on, Jeremiah 22, verse 3, thus said the Lord, execute you judgment of righteousness, which is not going on in this land. We don't have to talk about it's not going on in this land. All we have to do is turn on the news and see what's going on with the Epstein files. Everybody said, well, just be patient and he'll bring them out eventually. And that may be true. He may have a plan in place to bring them forward. But, you know, It would be a simple thing for the man to open his mouth and say, you know, we're going to take care of this, you know, once we get all our evidence and information together. But he hasn't said zip. And he has also come back and said anybody that criticizes him about the Epstein files are all troublemakers. Well, you know, we must all be troublemakers because the whole country wants these people that are involved in this, you know, child slavery and sex ring to go to prison. We want them in jail. You know, that's what we want. But, you know, I don't even have to go anywhere but that one comment to know that there's no judgment, righteous judgment going on in this country. And it ain't going to be, because I'd like to just see Fauci go to jail. Deliver the spoils out of the hands of the oppressor. I'm going to spend some time right here, because we in one day could solve our financial problem if we just did this. Deliver the spoil out of the hand of the oppressor. Well, who's the oppressor? The banks. Okay. I think the financial institutions are, and the insurance companies are oppressors. I also think the way they've set up the medical is are oppressors. If you just went in and confiscated their money and their assets, would you not solve the debt problem in this country? So we could solve our problems if we really wanted to. We could solve them, but we're not going to be willing to do it. You know, I mean, there's answers. There's answers for right now if we wanted to follow God's laws, but we're not. So the oppressors haven't been stopped. They haven't been put underfoot. And delivering the spoils out of their hand, you know, even if they shut down the Federal Reserve, they're going to do none of this. They're not going to stop the oppression in this country. And do no wrong, do no violence to the stranger, the fatherless, the widow, and neither shed innocent blood in this place. Well, you know, these people who are pressing financially everybody in this country, they are doing harm. So I don't know how we could read this. And he said, if you would do these things, he said, that, you know, you would ride and be in the temple with the king. That's what he says. And, you know, it's not going to get done. And so verse 4, if you will do this thing, indeed, you shall enter into the gates of the house of the king and set upon the throne of David with chariots and horses. There you go. And his servants. And that's what he's saying. I'm going to cover three verses. Jeremiah 5, verse 1. Run you to and fro through the streets in Jerusalem. And see, that's another big problem, is that they only think there's one Jerusalem. And scripture talks about two. It talks about two Jerusalems. And see now and know and seek in the broad places. We are the broad places. Therefore, if you can find a man, if there be any that execute judgment, that seeks truth, I will pardon it. He said, if you can find a man that's going to be doing what I just read, which is taking down these oppressive institutions, if you can find that man, okay, then I will pardon it. But there's nobody, and that's what he's saying. And Ezekiel 22, verse 30, and I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap, and before me for the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none. Because nobody in this country, well, first of all, we don't have the authority to shut down the oppression. And so one of the things you have to do when you shut down the oppression is you have to shut down the prisons. One of the things the Father lists when he says in Isaiah 61, that when he comes back, he's going to bring, you know, he says he's going to dry up all the tears, and he's going to let the people out of the prisons. He's not, because it's never been his system. That was never his system. That we have the oppressive system. He has laws, and his system isn't oppressive. So, you know, as you say, well, what are you going to do with all the criminals? Well, you know, you follow God's laws, and you work them into those laws and penalties that they have that's used in Scripture. That's what you do. So now, Jeremiah 31, verse 22, for how long will I go about that, you backsliding daughter? See, daughter is a descendant. For the Lord has created a new thing in the earth. A woman shall encompass a man. So what? Somebody tell me what that means. Anybody, tell me what that means. A woman's going to be more powerful than a man. What does that mean? I'm telling you what it means. It means the woman of Revelation 12. That woman is going to be more powerful than a man. Do y'all understand what that means? It is that woman, which you are part of the woman of Revelation 12, if you're a believer. It's that woman. And so we're going to go through that. That's why we're going to get to this, the woman of Revelation 12. So y'all remember Virgo, and you remember how she gave on September 23rd to 2017, she fulfilled the very first verse in Revelation 12, that there was a woman in the heavens, which was Virgo. She had 12 stars above her head. She had the sun at her shoulder and the moon at her feet, and she gave birth to a man child, which was Jupiter. And y'all remember this, that, and this was significant because it actually meant something for us now, because this goes on right here. So we are that woman of Revelation 12. We are that woman. And there's two women listed in Revelation 12. We're going to talk about both of them. So Jeremiah 6:27, and I set thee for a tower and a fortress among my people. That's talking about us. Do you see? I have set thee, you, for a tower and a fortress among my people, that they may know and try their ways. So we are that fortress. Now, there's another fortress talked about in Scripture, and that's the FBI, that's the CIA, that's these huge, big conglomerates, secret governmental agencies. And this is what it's talking about them, Isaiah 25, verse 12. For the fortress of the high fort of thy walls. Walls has to do with laws, government. And so it's the high fort, you see, that is the FBI, that's the CIA, that's all these secretive agencies that we have in this government. I will bring it down and lay it low. See, it's a different fortress. That fortress is in play now. We are going to take the place of that fortress. Do you see that? I will set thee and make you the fortress. Do y'all understand what he's saying? So, Matthew 21, you've seen this verse. There was a certain householder. That's the father who planted a vineyard. Vineyard is Israel. That's Isaiah 5, verse 7. And hedged around about it and dug a wine press. See, in advance, he's doing all of these things. He dug a wine press and built a tower. See, he built us. We are the tower. We're just told that we are the tower. So he built us. He planned this in advance. You have been chosen way in advance for this job. You have been chosen. Nobody's telling you you have it, but I'm telling you that's the job you have. You are that talent. Do you see it? And then he lent the place that was there that he was in, which is Cana, to the husbandmen, which were the Pharisees. And how do we know it? When we read the last two verses in that chapter, it says they realized he was talking about them. And he said, I'm going to take the kingdom of God away from you and give it to another nation. So, and went into a foreign country. So In advance, he planned this whole thing to play out. In advance, he had this whole thing playing out. He put a vineyard which absolutely represents the war. He put that in play. And he also put us in play. We are that tower. So, you know, there's no room for wiggle here. This is saying what it says. And so that means you were planned out. He's writing about you, you know, 3,500 years ago. He's writing, those prophets were writing about you because he had planned it in advance. Then he comes back and says it again right here in Matthew 21. I planted a tower. And I just read you who the tower is. So Jeremiah 15, verse 19, therefore, thus said the Lord, if thou will return, then I will bring you again, and thou shalt stand before me. Forth the precious from the vile. We are called the precious from a vial. That's like a perfume. Do y'all understand what he's saying? You're like this beautiful perfume to me. That's what he's telling you. He's talking to his bride. And he says, she's the woman of Revelations 12. And he says, you're like a beautiful, you know, perfume. And thou shalt be as my mouth, and let them return unto thee and return not unto them. So he's telling him, you're going to be my mouth. You're going to be the ones that tell the people about God's laws, Yah's laws. That's who you're going to be. You're going to be my mouth. And you are this precious vial to me. And so, verse 20, and it will make unto thee this people a fence, brazen wall. In other words, you're going to be the wall. You're going to represent the law because you're going to be teaching it. And I shall fight against thee, but thou shalt not prevail against thee. For I am with thee to save thee and to deliver thee. So he says, I'm going to come in and I'm going to fight against this nation and take her down. But then he says, I'm going to save you, and then I'm going to deliver you. So you're going to get your punishment because you completely cut me out of your life. So that's what he's saying. And I will deliver you out of the hand of the wicked, and I will redeem thee out of the hand of the terrible. So there's a promise that we don't have to worry about what's coming in the future. So we're going to go into Revelations 12 now. And we're going to talk about what's in there. And as we go through, if y'all want to make comments, y'all want to discuss, you know. So let's start with verse 1. And there appeared a great wonder in the heavens, and the woman clothed in the sun and the moon at her feet. And she had 12 crowns of stars above her head. That is Virgo. We just talked about that. And she has what was her symbol? What was she doing? And she, being with child, travailed in birth and pain and delivered. So it just happens that Jupiter, which is called the king planet, was in her womb for 9 months. Now, that's incredible. I'm not making this stuff up. You know, this is what actually transpired. So in Isaiah 8, verse 3, this is the same woman right here. This is the same woman. And I went into the priestess and conceived, and she bared a son. This is the priestess. It's the people that are teaching prophecy right now, because that's the only thing people want to hear. They don't want to hear about salvation. Salvation's way, way overrated. You know, it's just every one of these preachers, that's all they want to talk about. Are you saved, brother? You know, they want to talk about salvation. They want to give you a little nice little moral story that you know, smooth things, but they're not going to talk about the real things a lot of people don't want to hear it. But the people the Father is working with right now, they want to hear about prophecy. They do. So says, sing, you barren, because this says, sing and break forth in singing and cry aloud that thou hast not travailed with child, for more of the children of the desolate, the children of the, you're going to have more children than the married woman. You are the barren woman. That's the real churches right now. There's was just such a small bunch of people, and nobody wants to hear what we teach. So we are a barren church, but it says we're going to have more than the married woman. And that's what is, that's such an, and then it goes on right there and it says, open up your tent flaps to let all the people in. Because what he's bringing with this Revelation 12 is a revival. I don't care what anybody says, he's bringing a revival. That's what's coming. That's what I'm talking about. These people that are going to be going through this tribulation are going to come back much more righteous than we are. And that's just the fact. And I think I can prove that, but I don't have the verse in front of me. So going on, Isaiah 66, verse 7, and she travailed and she brought forth before her pain came. She was delivered of a man child. So she delivers a government, because we go back to Isaiah 8, which talks about the Messiah. See, this is the Messiah also, but it's a revival. It's a government coming into play and a revival coming into play. It's both. The woman is representing that revival. She's going to bring that revival. And we're going to talk about that. I'm going to prove that to you. She delivers a man child. That is a government. And remember, it says the government, the Messiah is going to be Emmanuel, and the government is upon his shoulders. Remember that verse in Isaiah? Well, that's what it's talking about right here. Okay. That she, before her pain come, before the tribulation started, she gave birth. These people have already been marked for the Father. He's already decided which one of these people are going to be part of this revival. He has marked them and they're in play. And you don't know who they are, but you will eventually know who they are, because you're going to be responsible for teaching them. Going on in verse 8, and who has ever heard of such a thing? Who has ever seen such a thing? Shall the earth be made to bring forth in one day? And shall the day that the war starts, everything's going to come to a screeching halt. I'm telling you right now, everything. So that's what that's in reference to. And shall a nation be born at once? For as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her children. So this is talking about soon as Zion is the believers. Soon as they are in travail, they're going to bring forth their children. Do y'all see what this is? And that thing that happened on September 23rd, 2017, that event in the heavens was telling the story of what I'm sharing with you right now. That there's a revival coming for these people. And I will bring to the birth and cause them to bring forth, said the Lord, and I will cause them to bring forth and shut the womb, said the Lord. Now, going on, Jeremiah 31, verse 9, and they shall come. Now, here is proof right here. This never happened. This never got fulfilled. You can't go there with me. It never got fulfilled. Jeremiah 31, verse 9, they shall come weeping with supplication, and I will lead them, and I will cause them to walk by the rivers of the water. Because this is the exodus we're talking about. And they're going to come back to their homeland. That's what they're going to do. It says that they come weeping with supplication. They're repentant. Do y'all see what I'm saying? And straightway therein they shall not stumble, for I am their father of Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn, because America is Ephraim. She go back to Genesis 49. She is the one that got the double blessing. the other nations did not get the double blessing. We got the double blessing. We are Ephraim. This nation has to come online first. That's what that means. She has to come online first. Now, Jeremiah 31, verse 16, and thus said the Lord, refrain thy voice from weeping and thy ear, my eyes from tears. Okay. For thy work shall be rewarded, said the Lord, and they shall come again from the land of the enemy. So they're coming from the land of the enemy, and it says they will come, they are going to be weeping and crying when they return. See, this is repentance. And so they're going to get to return back to the land. That is the exodus that's coming. If you're living in France, you get to go back to France. If you're living in Spain, you get to go back to Spain. You get to go back to wherever you came from. That's what it's saying. Because you've got, remember, you have 144,000, 12,000 from each tribe. So that means there's people coming out. You know, you have the tribes here too. So you got people coming out of those tribes. Plus you have people coming out of the tribes in Europe and all the other Christian nations. That's what it's saying. So they get to go back to their homeland. And, you know, what's after Joel 2 takes place, which is the war in the Middle East. There's the war of Armageddon that happens. And that's when, after that, the exodus occurs. So, I mean, that's my best understanding. So going on 50, Jeremiah 50, verse 4, in those days, in that time, said the Lord, the children of Israel shall come, they and the children of Judah together, going and weeping, they shall go and seek who? Yahweh. They're going to seek their God. You know, that's what they're going to be doing, because these two, the people that, there's going to be two groups of people. You got two churches. One goes into the wilderness. The other church goes out into the tribulation. And they help these people so that they learn Yahweh's plan and his ways. Do y'all see that? But they don't even know that plan right now. I'm telling you, all the believers that, you know, all the believers right now, they don't know the Father's plan. They don't. So these two witnesses are going to have to be a piece of that. They're going to have to know the Father's plan. And so I can't make it any plainer. Anybody want to talk? In Revelations 12, verse 5, now she brought forth a man child. That is a government. Who was to rule all the nations with a rod of iron. That didn't happen yet. That's going to come in the future, in the millennium. So they're bringing forth a man child who's going to rule with iron. And her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. So that tells you right there who the child is. He is the Messiah. He's the one that's called up unto God to the throne. I don't know of another man that has done that. All you got to do is read this stuff, because it's just unloads everything. In verse 6, and the woman fled into the wilderness, where she was prepared, which was prepared a place by God that they should feed her for 1,230 score. That's 1,260 days. Now, I'm going on. I'm reading the book, the chapter in Revelations now. There was a war in the heavens. Now, soon as the war starts here, then Satan is going to fall, and he's going to have this fight in the heavens with Michael. So, and there was a war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought against the angels. Well, and in a way that you can actually see that's going on in this country, that, you know, you have the good and evil going on in this country. And so you have the Satan's people, which represent him, you know, the evil people in this country. And then you have the people that are considered conservative, righteous people. And so you see that there's a warring going on. So it's not just representing the war in the heaven. It's also representing this war that's going on in our country too, between two different groups of people going on. And I prevailed not, neither was their place found in them in heaven. So he's going to be cast down. And the great dragon was cast down, the old serpent called the devil, Satan, who deceives the whole world. And now remember, you have three spirits from the frog, if you remember in the book of Revelations. One is one is Satan himself, one is the false prophet, and one is the beast power. So you have three elements. There's three actual individuals that are working in at that time. People think, well, Satan is inside the beast power, the beast, the man who is the beast, and he is technically, that is technically true, but you also, the Father is considering it three individual beings, okay? And so the great dragon, like I said, was, and he cast down to the earth, and the angels were cast down with him. So that event doesn't take place until the war, and I'm going to show you why I say that, okay? So I heard a loud voice from heaven, now has come salvation, strength, and the kingdom of our God. See, that's always been about the government. Salvation is important, but the emphasis when the Messiah was on the earth, he emphasized the kingdom of God. He didn't emphasize, are you saved, brother? He wasn't walking down the streets in Jerusalem saying, are you saved, brother? He wasn't doing it. He's saying, he was telling them, the kingdom of God is at hand. That's what he was saying. So going on, and they overcame, they have overcame the blood of the Lamb and the word of the testimony, and they loved not their life until the death. They didn't care if they lived or died. That's this group of people. They didn't care if they lived or died. Do you understand what it's saying here? Because their mission was much more important to them than living, than staying alive. And that's just all it is. And that's what, that's where we're going to get to that point if we're not there already. All right, verse 12. And therefore rejoice, you heavens, you that dwell in them. Woe unto the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea. For the devil has come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knows he has a short time. Now, and the dragon saw that when he was cast down, he immediately started persecuting the woman which brought forth the man child. It is the woman of Revelation 12 that he wants to persecute. So soon as he lands, the first thing he's going to do is start persecuting the woman. That's how you know he hasn't got here yet. And that won't happen probably until this war. Now, in verse 14, and the woman which was given two wings of an eagle, go back to that verse in Genesis, in Exodus, I think, that talks about they were given two wings of an eagle to exit out of Egypt, that they might fly into the wilderness, into her place where she is nourished for times and a half a time. That's the 3.5 years we talked about earlier. And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood. And we know flood has to do with war. We were told that in scripture. I didn't put that verse up there. But every time you look up the word flood, it's associated with a war. After a woman, that they may cause her to be carried away by the war. Do you see what I'm saying? So he wants to bring the war to this woman. That's, he knows who she is, and he wants to bring the war to this woman. And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened up her mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth. Now, how that's done, I don't know, but the war doesn't come for us. And that you can also read that in Isaiah chapter 10, which it says they come to a certain place and they're not allowed to go any further. That was talking about Assyria, and it's, and Syria is symbolizing the war that comes here. That's the enemy, and they are playing the role of Assyria. And going on, verse 12, verse 17, and the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which kept the commandments and the testimony of the Messiah. Now, that's when you come to the story of the 10 virgins, that there's so many different, you know, interpretations of the 10 virgins. I've heard so many. But the truth of the matter is that one, five of them go into, it says, into the fire, and that is the tribulation. And five have enough oil, and they go in, they make it to a place to be safe. And so that's the whole story of the two. That's the two women that we're talking about here. And the other one plays the role of Benjamin. Now, Benjamin is going to be the one the father protects. And if that woman, that the other five go into the tribulation, they're going to be protected by the Father. They know that they're going to be protected by the Father. So they will be keeping the commandments of God and the testimony of the Messiah, because they're going to see that prophecy has been fulfilled. Right now, many of these, I can't tell you how many people believe in keeping God's laws, but they don't want to hear a word of prophecy. They don't want to hear the first word of prophecy. And if they do, it's all about prophecy in the Middle East. They don't want to hear about anything that goes on here. And they certainly wouldn't believe in a million years that the Father's going to set up his kingdom in these nations that they refer to as the Goys and the Gentiles and the heathen. But that's what he's going to do. He's going to set it up in the places where Israel has been given their land. And so that's exactly what's going to happen. That's these people. This is the remnant of her seed. Remnant of her seed. That's the other women that came to, the five women came to the other and asked for the oil. You remember, they came to. So at some point in this whole thing, the people that are not ready are going to come to you. If you're the one, if you're the one that is the Revelation 12 woman, I'm just not making this stuff up. So, and you know, I'm going to prove to you who we are and exactly who we are. Matthew 4 verse 16, the people who sat in darkness saw a great light. And I'm telling you, you are that light. And to those who sat in the region in the shadow of death, light was dawned. So the people that are in darkness, which are the people in this country, are going to come to the light. They're going to come to you. I'm going to prove it to you. Now, Isaiah 10, verse 17, for the light of Israel shall be a fire and the Holy One for a flame. So the light of Israel shall be a fire, and the Holy One for a flame, and shall burn and devour the thorns and briars in one day. That one day is referring to one year. So it's talking about the light of Israel. We are that light. Isaiah 9, verse 10, for the people that walk in darkness have seen a great light. They have dwelt in the land of the shadow of death. That's us. Upon them has the light been shown. See, we are going to be that example. And there's many more scriptures that follow up with light, because we're always being compared to light. And so we're the people that they're going to come to when this whole thing comes down. I don't know how all this is going to necessarily transpire. I just know it's going to. And so here's my last verse, Jeremiah 33, verse 3. Call unto me, and I will answer you, and show thee great and mighty things that thou knowest not. So he's revealing his truth to his servants. And if we ask him. It says, call on me and I will answer you and I will show you great things. And that's what he's going to be doing, because this Bible is just now beginning to unfold in front of us. And there's so much prophetic stuff coming out of it. Plus the other stuff that's been hidden that we never saw before. All right. So anybody want to talk?
That was fantastic. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I have a couple comments. One's a comment and one's a question.
Okay.
I've always felt from the very beginning that Donald Trump was part of this good cop, bad cop, that sort of God's kids would be faked out by what he had to offer. That he was really part of the movement towards what we call globalism, which is really setting the anti-Messiah on the throne of the world.
Yes.
And I still think he's part of that whole movement. And it looks to me like, of course, he's God's man right now, because it looks to me like more than ever, he's bringing Russia over here. he took what Biden did and Zelensky, and he's talked about it's all their fault. And now he's taking it into 10x almost by like, he's like in Russia and China's face, almost like father's using him as the hooks. That's how I see it anyway. So
I'm so in agreement with you. And every day you see it, Terry.
It's almost getting gross. I laugh at people now that are like, yeah, he's going to help us, you know, all this stuff. And I'm like, you guys, he's part of the prophecy. Definitely. He's doing what father's, I don't know how to describe it, but it's, yeah, like you said, we're just watching it unfold. It's just fascinating. So, and the other thing is, I'm just wondering your thoughts on what is this? What are the wings that the woman is given, these wings that she may fly? What are your thoughts on the wings and flying?
I think that has to do with the trip that she's going to make to wherever she's going to go. And I think that's what's saying, she's going to pick up. She's not going to stay in her home. She's going to get up and move. And so there's another place in Ezekiel 24 that talks about all the places where I've protected the people. So there's more than one place. And the Father's going to write it in your heart, and he's going to tell you where he wants you to go, and you just need to follow your heart. And so I believe that's how it's going to come down, that, you know, people are going to know whether they need to stay in place or if they need to leave and go somewhere else. Most people are going to flee because it's going to be a scary time, and they're going to run. The ones that don't even know are going to run. Tells you they jump in their chariots. Well, the chariots are your cars. You know, that's what you're going to jump in. You're going to take your car. And so he says, and they're going to be pursued, it tells you, like a prey. And so, I think the wings represent the fact that you're going to go somewhere. You're going to make a trip.
Linda,
Terry
is right. It's almost like Trump is provoking it. He is. I feel like he's the hook. But I do have a question. I could be wrong. Did I hear you say about two groups here?
Yeah, there's two groups.
And can you explain that?
They're both Sabbath keepers. They're both holy day keepers. They're both keeping the law. But one group, the Father is going to take into the wilderness, and the other group, he's going to take, he's going to let them go out with the others. And it's a purpose for it, because somebody has to teach all these people. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's just like the story that I talked to you about, which was the story of the Exodus. And they all came to Joseph for the bread. Joseph is Ephraim and Manasseh. That's Canada and America. They came to him for the bread. All 12 tribes come to them for the bread. But he wanted Benjamin, because Benjamin was not where the Ephraim and Manasseh was. He wants Benjamin, which are the believers. You read in Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 1. Benjamin is the one that goes into the wilderness. So it's the believers, it's the true believers. Some of them are going to be taken out of the country. And that's probably for a purpose, because the Father does all of this stuff for a purpose. And it's going to be so that they can teach the other people, because they're going to be willing to learn. I mean, you go through what we're going to go through. We can't imagine what it's like to have to pick up and run to Mexico. I mean, perish the thought. That's where they're going to have to go out as. Because, they're not going to go out through Canada. I'm sure the war machines are going to come through Canada. So, they're not going to, the only way to go out of the country is through Mexico. That's the only place. And so just the idea of having to flee your home has to be a devastating thing. And you don't have anything. You just left with nothing. And so you just think about that for a second. So these people that maybe the Father has a drawing line. I don't know how he's going to do it, but you can see that there's two groups of people now. I mean, you can see that. I deal with people all day long that are believers that tell me I'm crazy. They don't come out and say I'm crazy, but they just as well.
That's right.
So I know that there's two sets of people, and there's going to be a set that stay here in this country that's going to reset this country back up. So they're going to be rebuilding the country and getting it prepared for the people that are going to be coming back that have been trained by the people that left out of this country. Do you understand? And they both are commandment keepers, which means they can't be Sunday come to meeting people. That's not who they are. Because, you got to be keeping the Sabbath. Whichever day you choose the Sabbath to be, it can't be on Sunday, because that is something that was implemented, many years ago. That's, part of Baal worship.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. So if that makes any sense to you, that's how I see it. And I could be wrong. I mean, I could be wrong. I always say I could be wrong, but if I'm wrong, the Father's going to show me. I know he's going to show me. There's no doubt in my mind he'll show it to me if I'm wrong. And then I'll just come on and say, well, I was wrong. And this is what, and then I go, you just dust yourself off. If you're wrong, I think, before I really thought that by now we would be in the middle of this war. I really thought that. But the Father's held it all back. I'm telling you, the time frames have been fulfilled, but he has held this thing back because of his mercy for this nation. He wants them to repent. But there's nobody that's even in the limelight telling them. There's just these little soft messages going out there to people. They're not ready for it. So that's going to end what I have to teach. And so that's where I'm going to end it.
For more information about this broadcast, please visit our website at www.12tribehistory.com. That is the number 12, tribehistory.com. Or email us at lwatson44@cox.net with any questions or comments.